This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A new way to fund Colorado schools has passed the Colorado House. Speaker Julie McCluskey says the bill puts more money into students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education students.
Our decisions need to be to equitably share state resources so that every single kid gets a fair shot.
The plan would cost about $500 million over 6 years. United Methodist delegates repealed their church's long-standing ban on LGBTQ clergy with no debate today. Reverend Jerry Herships is with Applewood Valley United Methodist Church in Golden. He says the ban was written into the church's Book of Discipline more than 50 years ago.
That's generations of clergy that have been told, no, you're not right. You're incompatible. It makes me want to cry just saying it out loud. It seems like such a horribly offensive thing for an organization to do, and it's in our rule book. We can't deny it, but starting today, we can.
Ministers can also officiate same-sex weddings in the church now. The Colorado State House passed a bill Wednesday that would require funeral home owners to have a license. Colorado is the only state in the nation that doesn't require a license for people working in the funeral industry. The state has seen a series of tragic and disturbing cases of funeral home mismanagement in recent years. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org.